There are currently 400 active short-term rentals in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and that number will stay the same for the next few months while town staff and council get a better understanding of what should be considered the optimum amount. A motion was brought forward by Count Maria Mavridis at Tuesday's council meeting, asking that the town pause the issuance of new licenses until June 1, when a detailed analysis on the issue is expected to be presented by staff. The town is also working on a new bylaw through its short-term bylaw committee, but it has yet to be finalized. Mavridis said she wants the freeze to apply to unhosted, short-term rentals, not bed and breakfasts that are operated by people who also live on site. Count Erwin Weems asked about applications that are in the pipeline, ones that have already been submitted. Mavridis said she intends through her motion that people who have already filed with the town to create a new short-term rental are not affected. In her motion, Mavridis also said it would be a step in addressing long-term rental housing needs. Count Tim Balasiak questioned whether council approving the motion would play a role in a shortage of rentals felt across the country. I don't think short-term rentals in Niagara-on-the-Lake are going to save the Canadian housing crisis, said Balasiak, adding that NOTL is a bit of a bubble, where many short-term rentals are owned by people who also live elsewhere in town. Fire Chief Jay Plato said a draft of the new bylaw was presented to the Short-Term Rental Committee last week and that it could be finalized by the time staff reports back with its analysis on the subject. Through the next couple of months, we believe we will be in a good spot to wrap it up, said Plato. Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa asked how many applications are received a year, to which Plato said about 100. Zalepa also asked that staff provide information on renewals and new applications. Plato said complaints have gone down in recent years and that when they are received, it's mostly to do with noise and parking issues. Another component of the motion made by Mavridis is whether a maximum of short-term rentals should be applied to the town's different urban areas. Her motion also states that short-term rentals make up 5% of the town's housing supply and that it's estimated that there are 235,000 short-term rentals across Canada, many of which could serve as long-term housing options for Canadians who need a place to live. Her motion was supported by everyone but Zalepa. Count Adriana Vazari was not in attendance.